as we roll down this unfamiliar road, and although this wave is stringing us along, just know you're not alone, because I'm going to make this place your home. Words of Philip Phillips, the composer and writer of this song. This theme of home has inspired so many songs, poetry, movies, quotes. And most often, when we think of home, we think of our house. But what turns a house into a home? What turns a building made of bricks and mortar and wood into a place where you long to be and long to go? I think it's love and attention, normal days, nights, routines, memories, traditions, food cooking. It is a place that you always return to after traveling, a place where you can rest, a place where you can be yourself. It is where you feel celebrated, valued, a place where maybe little sticky love notes are left for you, and maybe some to-do lists. This doesn't just happen randomly. It takes time. It takes careful attention. It takes some wear and tear to make a house a home. Anyone moving this summer to a new house? Any movers? No? Oh, wow. All right. Well, I heard that it takes at least 3 weeks after you have moved to a new house, at least 3 weeks for it to start feeling like a home. I have worked hard to make my house feel like a home, a place of belonging where kindness and love are deeply rooted. One of the main ingredients? Patchouli and vanilla candles from Bath and Body Works. It's like the best smell in the world. And last fall, we installed a wood-burning stove in our living room. My favorite season, believe it or not, is winter. Not because I like to play outside and be cold. Quite the opposite, actually. Because I love when it's cold and bitter outside and I have a warm, cozy home to be in. I love that. And so a wood-burning stove addition to the living room just made it all the more cozy. The smell of the wood burning mixed with the patchouli and vanilla candle just brings so much more coziness and welcomeness feelings to our house. So smells, trinkets, cozy fires, food, it all makes a home feel like home. And of course, the people that live there. The memories and traditions that are created, the feeling you get when you're there. And in today's gospel reading, Jesus talks about home, but a different kind of home. Our home is not only the four walls around us. There is also a home inside each of us. Our spirit, our soul. We may be aware of this inside home, and we may be pretty comfortable with it, or we may neglect this home, remain absent from it, even run away from it. What is the current condition of your inside home? Is there room for God? Is there room for God to really make your inside home God's home? Maybe in your inside home you've given God a drawer. But that's it. Don't get too carried away. Don't make any long-term commitments. Is our home filled from floor to ceiling? Is it cluttered with all sorts of stuff you don't really need? Preoccupations, attachments, resentments, bitterness that has never been dealt with. Jesus makes a promise. If you love me and keep my word, I will come to you and I will make my home within you. God, the Holy Spirit, will come. God wants to dwell inside each of us. God wants to move in, buy some good-smelling candles, and make a home within you. God desires our company, our companionship, our kindness, our hospitality. God wants a welcome mat and a key to get in. As Pastor Janine said during our prayer time, it's not that God doesn't know our prayers already. God does. But it's because of that relationship that we want with God that we pray. From the time we are born until the time we leave this earth, God is working to make our lives a home. It takes time and attention. It takes routine. We got to do some spring cleaning from time to time. There's going to be some wear and tear. But as we continue to grow as followers of Jesus, as our love and our trust and our faith grows, as we make more and more room inside ourselves for God to dwell, other people are going to notice. People are going to notice how you're living, the decisions you make, how you give, how you react, the peace and the joy you have that doesn't even make sense to this world. Something about you will be different when God dwells inside of you. As God makes a home within you, the love of God is reflected out to others. The words that Jesus said, "We will come and make a home with you," he said these words to his disciples because his disciples were kind of afraid. They were nervous. They were scared. Right before this, Jesus said, "Hey, I'm going to leave you. And I'm going to a place you can't follow me." Can you imagine this scene? It's the Last Supper. It's communion. Jesus and his friends were sitting around a table, having a conversation, being together, and then Jesus brings the news. "I'm leaving you, and you can't come." "What? Where are you going? Why can't we come? When are you going to be back? What are we supposed to do?" Jesus, trying to calm their fears and their anxieties, says, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. Peace be with you. Those who love me, who keep my word, we will come and make a home with them. Not just visit, not just pass through. We're going to stay. We're going to be there. You will not be alone." Last week, I took 7 teenagers, along with Kelby and Michelle Fairchild, on a mission trip to Minneapolis. Our focus was homelessness and poverty and affordable housing. Do you know, and Kiki, maybe I don't have my facts straight, do you know over 40,000 people in Minnesota alone have experienced this past year, experienced some sort of homelessness? 40,000. And it's only getting worse. Nobody's immune. Middle-class families are often one disaster away from losing their homes. And we heard some stories like that. The Simpson House, where we cooked breakfast and served the guests there, can house 22 women and 44 men every night. But it's closed during the day. Those people don't have a home. At Emma Norton, they have 16 units where families can live. You have to have 3 or more kids and a documented disability to be qualified to live there. The residents there wanted their homes, the outside, the grounds, to look better, to be more beautiful. And so they pitched together and they bought bags of mulch. And the kids and I, we laid over 80 bags of mulch, big, honking, huge bags, on these grounds to make it more beautiful. People don't want just a roof over their head. They want a dignified, beautiful place to live, to call home. This was a great trip for us. It was also hard. Hard to see so many people in need, so many without a place to call home, so many alone. Hard to hear the stories of how people became homeless in the first place. Hard to hear about the unfair systems in our country that make this even possible. But we also got to meet people who are passionate about working to end homelessness. We got to see people who are experiencing homelessness be treated with dignity and respect, to be greeted at the door by name, to get a hug, to get new clothes, a shower. You can imagine someone who's experiencing homeless might feel pretty forsaken and forgotten. And yet Jesus says, I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. I will not leave you orphaned. I'm going to make you my home, and I'm going to stay put within you. How can this be good news for someone experiencing homelessness? I wrestled with that question this week as I knew I was talking about home. This can be good news for someone experiencing homeless if people show God's love and compassion and kindness and share and give and care. If others give generously from the resources that they have, people who are experiencing homelessness don't have to be alone. We are God's hands and feet and eyes to show the compassion and the kindness to this world. It is through us, followers of Jesus, that people will experience home. And you know what? God is on our side. God, who wants to make their home within us, that is good news, because it means that we are not alone. Whatever life hands us, we are not alone. In the words that you heard, in the song that you heard at the beginning, hold on to me as we go, as we roll down this unfamiliar road, and although this wave is stringing us along, just know you're not alone, because I'm going to make this place your home. Friends, God dwells within us. God's home is here. God's home is here. Let us make room for God in our own inside homes so that the love and the compassion and the kindness just spills out of us, so that we too can show the world, especially those who don't have God, shelter or a place to live so we can help solve this problem, help bring the love and the compassion to those around us. Amen.